Before we get to our next song, just a little hello and good morning. This is Liam on Moon Songs, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you haven't gotten a chance to go outside yet today, it's sprinkling, but it's very mild out. There's this nice, like, warm breeze, and it's going to get up to 68 degrees. I think right now it's like 58. It's going to get to 68 this afternoon, which is pretty awesome. A little unseasonable for the last day of March, but I'll take it. Yesterday was super nice out as well. Great sunset. So if you didn't get a chance to take advantage of the weather yesterday, do so today, because this rain You know, you might need an umbrella or raincoat for the first couple hours of your morning. But after that, it's going to be super nice out today. So take a walk during your lunch or between classes, or make up some excuse to leave your office and listen to WMFO on a lovely walk down the commuter path in Somerville, Medford, Cambridge, all, you know, all the different towns it touches. So consider that on this fine March 31st. You just heard Comeback by Sharon Van Etten. And next up, you've got an all-too-familiar song, Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. Why might I choose Paparazzi, you ask? Well, great question. Over the weekend, here in Boston, I believe even all on the same night, all on Sunday night. So, if somebody knows better, correct me if I'm wrong. But Lady Gaga and Zara Larsson and Cupcake all had concerts in Boston just two nights ago. And I didn't go to a single one of them, which I would view that as a huge win for my self-control, because normally I would have snapped up at least tickets for one of those shows. So think about that. But also I'm sad that I didn't go to any of them. So it's good that Zara Larsson is coming here for Spring Fling in just a few weeks. Anyways, that's enough chatting. You'll hear from me more later. But for now, here is Paparazzi by Lady Gaga.
Show us.
jumping in just for a quick fun fact I just received via textual messages. So you were just hearing Paparazzi by Lady Gaga, and little did I know, it was her birthday on Sunday, and they brought out a cake during the show for her birthday. So, wow, pretty cool stuff. But that's also, you know, it goes to show that Boston is just kind of the best concert destination for artists, because Boston's just so cool like that. So think about that, singers. They're not listening, but it's the sentiment, you know? Anyways, we're going to move on to the next song now, which is going to be a song by the band Belly. Here is Seal My Fate. And no, I'm not talking about Belly from Summer I Turned Pretty. This is a band. It's a different thing.
Thank you.
You guys, you know what I just realized? Is that it's almost allergy season. And that's maybe the worst thing I could have realized on this Tuesday morning. Because I don't know about you guys, but the pollen, I would say like mid-April to mid-May, absolutely takes me out. It's really bad. And so I'm really excited that weather's getting nicer, obviously, and grass is getting greener and the flowers are coming out. But pretty soon, the trees are going to start producing pollen, and that's what's going to set me off, and it's not going to be pretty. So I don't know if you guys also have really bad spring allergies, but be prepared. I need to go stock up on Allegra because I have some left from last year, but not nearly enough. But that's enough about that. Let's get back to the music. If you're just joining us, the song that you just heard was called Seal My Fate by the band Belly. And now we are switching over to the Chicks with a song called Baby Hold On.
Look at all we got. It's everything we thought we
Once again, if you're just joining us, that was Baby Hold On by The Chicks, and I'm Liam on Moonsongs. It's not quite time for the PSA. I know you guys are just quaking in your boots. You're so excited to hear the PSA, because it's everyone's favorite time. Everybody knows that. But you just have to wait another few minutes. I promise you'll get the PSA soon. Okay, next up we have a song that you won't want to hear just once. You'll probably want to hear it twice. Wink, wink. If you aren't tapped into the K-pop scene, Twice is going to be here in Boston this weekend. My friend is going to their show on Friday, so get hype. If you have tickets, I'm a little bit jelly. But anyways, you're probably going to want to put on an outfit that's pretty fancy. Ayo, this is Fancy by Twice. Guys, I have really disappointing news to share. Can you hear me? I hope you can hear me. I have disappointing news. I'm looking through the PSA binder, and the ladder safety PSA is nowhere to be found. I know. Try to stay calm. try to, in this moment, stay calm, okay? We'll get through this together. Instead, we're going to read another classic. Today, it's all about the dried fruit. Because I have a mostly empty bag of dried figs in my backpack that I carry with me for snacking. So dried fruit PSA is perfect. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs? I know that one. Apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And think to yourself, as I asked before, I think I did this PSA like 3 or 4 weeks ago. Are you more of a fruit or a nut? And it can probably change based on the day, you know, if you think about it. Anyways, we're going to move on to our next song. And if you have any requests or suggestions, feel free to send them on in via text or DJ chat feature online. However, don't call the station because I can't figure out the phones. Like, seriously, don't do it. Okay, moving on to the next song. This is Never Enough from Greatest Showman, but performed by Kelly Clarkson. So get excited. Here we go with some Kelly on the beat.
I'm trying to hold my breath, let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me, getting louder now. Can you hear it echoing? My hand, will you share this with me? 'Cause darling, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough, never be enough for me. Never, 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 never for me, for me. Nice. For me, for me,
for just a chance to win your heart. You could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. Oh, I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. I would run through a fire just to be by your side. If your heart's on the line, you could take mine. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. I would swim across the sea just to show you. Sacrifice.
I was actually unfamiliar with that song until I just now played it. That was Risk It All by Bruno Mars off his most recent album, The Romantic, which just released a month or two ago? Pretty recently. Before that was Never Enough from The Greatest Showman soundtrack performed by Kelly Clarkson. It's a really cool cover. And I have to say, she pretty much only does good covers. Like, if you listen to... She got a really good cover of Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo. She's got a really good cover of, I'm blanking on the name of the song, but it's a Billie Eilish song. Yeah, no, not going to remember it. I tried to rack my brain there for a second. Wasn't working. So we are going back to Twice for just a second, because my friend Laura requested this song called One Spark, and it's off an EP that has a kind of a funny name. It's called With Youth, but it's like U in all caps, Y-O-U dash T-H, With Youth. So yeah, I don't know about that, but anyways, we're gonna play that song and then we're gonna play some more songs and probably play a couple more after that. So here is One Spark by Twice.
Now is a good eye.
before we get into the next song, that was Love Me Like You by Little Mix. And they're, I'm so sorry if I get this wrong. I think they're a British pop group. And let me look it up before I tell you the wrong thing, because I really don't want to feed you misinformation, you know what I mean? Okay, yeah, it's a British girl group that formed on the 8th series of The X Factor. But now I think one of them is now doing her own thing, maybe? I don't really know, to be quite honest. But I like them. Little Mix, good stuff. Anyways, we're gonna switch gears. Well, not really. It's the same kind of genre. But anyways, this is Britney Spears with Lucky. From the same album as Oops, I Did It Again and a bunch of her other hits. But this song is pretty good. So here we go.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky. Early morning, she wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for makeup. Perfect smile. It's who they're all waiting for. There you go. Isn't she lovely? Is Holly
If you're just joining us, that was Still Into You by Paramore, and before that was Stop by the Spice Girls. We have one more song for you today, but real quick, I'm Liam. This is my show Moon Songs every Tuesday at 7 a.m., so feel free to tune in next week or the week after. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I sincerely hope that all listeners have a wonderful day. You are able to get outside at some point, enjoy the fresh air, the beautiful weather. I know it's going to be cloudy and maybe a little muggy with the rain this morning, but I think it's going to be gorge later. So make sure to take some time for yourself, get a breath of fresh air, or walk around, or, you know, even just the walk to your car. Walk a little slower to enjoy how nice it is outside. And try not to think about the impending doom of allergies. No joke, guys. So, my final song is one by, I don't know if I would call her a local, but she did just finish up school around here. None other than Dr. Bridget Mendler, who I still really want to be the invited speaker at graduation for class of 2027. So if any Tufts administration is listening, get Dr. Mendler on the horn. Not only is she a PhD of, I believe, physics, astrophysics, she also is a lawyer. Like, she passed her JD or something, or passed the bar. And now she's an entrepreneur, CEO of this like $10 million company, developing some kind of satellite or dish or something to communicate with deep space. Crazy stuff going on for former Disney Channel star Bridget Mendler. But anyways, here's her song, Hurricane. And if we can't get her for graduation, we should at least get her for spring fling. I'll see you all next week.
Up my brain like the weather drain, same as the tears on my face, and I'm stuck up in the storm. I guess I'll be alright. Oh, oh, oh. Then it hits me like, oh, oh no. And you're that wind that swept me off my feet, got me flying till I'm crying and I'm down on my knees. That's what Dorothy was afraid of, the sneaky tornado. Up my insides, get out it on the outside. Oh, 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 yeah, it hits me like, oh, oh, no. And that's when you hold me, you hold me, you tell me that you know me, I'll never be lonely. Say we made it through the storm now, but I'm still on the lookout. I'm fine, like I'm in the eye of the hurricane. Yeah, he picks me up like he's gone.